February 20th, 1835. Valdivia, Chile. The day has been memorable in the annals of Valdivia for the most severe earthquake experienced by the oldest inhabitant. I happened to be on shore and was lying down in the wood to rest myself. It came on suddenly and lasted 2 minutes, but the time appeared much longer. The rocking of the ground was most sensible. There was no difficulty in standing upright, but the motion made me almost giddy. It was something like the movement of a vessel in a little cross ripple, or still more, like that felt by a person skating over thin ice, which bends under the weight of the body. A bad earthquake at once destroys the oldest associations. The world, the very emblem of all that is solid, has moved beneath our feet like a crust over a fluid. 1 second of time has conveyed to the mind a strange idea of insecurity, which hours of reflection would never have created. In the forest, as a breeze moved the trees, I only felt the earth tremble, but saw no consequences from it. Captain Fitzroy and the officers were down at the town during the shock, and there the scene was more awful.
At 40 after 11, a shock of an earthquake was felt. Slightly at first, but increasing rapidly. During the first half minute, many persons remained in their houses. But the convulsive movements became so strong, and the alarm was general, and all rushed into the open spaces for safety. The horrid motion increased. People could hardly stand. Buildings wavered and tottered. Suddenly, an awful, overpowering shock caused universal destruction. In less than 6 seconds, the city was in ruins. The stunning noise of falling houses, the horrible cracking of the earth, which opened and shut rapidly and repeatedly in numerous places, the desperate, heart-rending outcries of the people, the stifling heat, the blinding, smothering clouds of dust, the utter helplessness and confusion, and the extreme horror and alarm can neither be fully described nor fully imagined. This fatal convulsion took place about a minute and a half, or 2 minutes after the first shock, and it lasted equally violent during nearly 2 minutes. During this time, no one could stand unsupported. People clung to each other, to trees or to posts. Some threw themselves on the ground, but there the motion was so violent that they were obliged to stretch out their arms on each side to prevent being tossed over and over. Horses and all animals were greatly frightened, standing with their legs spread out and their heads down, trembling violently. Birds flew about wildly.
The river Maipo, which flows in the valley out of the Andes, should rather be called a mountain torrent. Its inclination is very great, and its water the color of mud. The roar which the Maipo made, as it rushed over the great rounded fragments, was like that of the sea. Amidst the din of the rushing waters, the noise from the stones, as they rattled one over another, was most distinctly audible, even at a distance. This rattling noise, night and day, may be heard along the whole course of the torrent. The sound spoke eloquently to the geologist. The thousands and thousands of stones, which, striking against each other, made the wall one dull, uniform sound, are all hurrying in one direction. It is like thinking of time, where the minute that now glides past is irrecoverable. So it is with these stones. The ocean is their eternity, and each note of that wild music tells of one other step towards their destiny.